Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Thank you for supporting our podcast all throughout 2021.
This year alone, we had new streams in 7 new countries, including our fans out in Ireland, Indonesia, and India.
Our followers increased by 505%.
And our streams increased by 238%.
Thank you all for your support this year.
See you in January of 2022. 2022.
This week on TNT Talk,
we are going to be talking about the truth of what actually happened during the Watergate scandal.
Okay, so today we're talking about Watergate, but there's a lot more to this than me and Taylor thought. So bear with us as we get real packed up about this, because we just did a lot of research right before this episode, and wow.
We originally were just going to talk about really just flat face of the Watergate scandal. And it was really more so a scandal than it was a conspiracy initially, we thought. Now it's actually a conspiracy, now that we've actually...
We did
a lot of digging right before we started filming, and I got some stuff. I guess it was on the deep web what I got, because it... And don't ask me how I got there, because I don't know.
Just a lot of typing, a lot of clicking,
a lot of links to here, links to there. And so now here we are. And I, for one, am... I think me and Tori both, I mean, I could speak for us both. I think we were actually extremely surprised that this went like this.
Yes and no. I'm not surprised now that we've done the research and I am like, oh, puzzle pieces fit. But before I was like, when we were reading through it, I was like, hold on. I was like,
This whole time, I mean, like we were reading and Tori was like, this is not even a conspiracy. And I was like, I kept saying there was this one part we'll get to in a second, but it was talking about call girls. And the way that it was being phrased in sentences and the way that they were phrasing, I kept telling Tori, I was like, something doesn't sit right with me. Something sounds right. And Tori was like, no, I really think it's this. And Tori was really honestly being more logical, which, I mean, that's I mean, that's to be expected, because we really didn't think that this was going to go as deep as it does. And you'll find out what we're talking about in a second. But while we were reading it, Tori was, you know, she was on this other website. When I got onto my website on my laptop, that's when things started to click. And I was like, whoa, 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 Tori, I was right, look at this. And I read it to her, and she was like, hold up.
Yeah, because the way that they used the word call girl, it wasn't just on one website. It was on, like, 3 websites for me and, like, 3 websites for Taylor that were all different. And they would either say call girl ring,
I told Tori, I don't think that that's right. And Tori thought that it might have been a business, because we were still... All right, we'll get to what we're talking about in a second, because people are like, what the heck is a call girl? But basically, this whole time up until we started research, me and Tori were still on the end of, okay, this, what Watergate initially is about, which we'll talk about in a second, is just about Richard Nixon cheating to become president and within his second election. Okay, so that's what we thought. And so Tori was like, no, I think it's still just about this, because nobody's really talking about it, da-da-da-da-da. Then we started linking the pieces. We were like, oh, nobody's talking about it because nobody talks about this, because it gets covered up. So, with that being said, we're going to initially give you what the Watergate conspiracy is, front face, what you hear about in history and school, and then we're going to tell you what we got recently that made us be kinda like, whoa. Whoa. Didn't realize that everything was linked, even though... While we were researching, I looked at Tori and said, we should have known.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't we
already know this?
Why didn't we question it already? So, the Watergate scandal, like we said, it's a political scandal. It was in the United States, of course, involving the administration of the U.S. President Richard Nixon from 1972 to 1974. However, the presidency began in 69. So, this is when he was running for a second term. This is when the scandal initially happened, during the second, or when he was running for the second term. It eventually led to Nixon resigning, and he is the only president to this day to ever resign. They were going to impeach him.
But he was like, you know what, I'll step down myself.
Yeah, so that he wouldn't get impeached. So, Richard Nixon, he's a Republican. He was the 37th president of the United States, and he finished 3rd in his high school class. And Tori found that he was originally accepted to Harvard, but he went to...
He went to, how did we say it again?
Whittier? Whittier College? We couldn't figure out how to say it. It's Whittier.
But he was accepted to Harvard, but because, like, family financial stuff, he couldn't go. So he went to a smaller school.
Yes, and that apparent school is the same school that Kimmy from Full House went to.
Taylor's wanted to add her fun facts.
Yes. So he went to Whittier College after being accepted to Harvard, but didn't go. And he was the third in his high school class, like we stated before. And in 1942, he joined the U.S. Navy. He also sat in the House of Representatives, the Senate, and he was the vice president to Dwight Eisenhower. Now, that was...
Eisenhower had a heart attack, so it was just like a temporary, like, presidential takeover.
Right. Yeah, so he, you know, like when the VP, like literally just a few weeks ago when Biden had to get a colonoscopy.
And so Harris
was like the president for 2 hours.
Yeah, literally for 2 hours. And on Twitter was like, we have a woman president. I was like, can y'all please? Like,
I know.
He's getting a colonoscopy. He'll be out soon. Like, he's just pooping. That's
So basically, Nixon took over and then he ran for president in 1960, which was the term right after that. So he was like, ooh, I like this. Let me run for the president. And he lost to JFK.
Oh, should we add in too? Like, okay, so JFK beat him, and it was, what, the smallest popularity margin in American history?
Yeah, he won by, like, a tiny sliver.
But me and Taylor, remember, theories, not facts. But me and Taylor were like, what if that's why JFK got assassinated? What if he was being a sore loser?
Yeah, you know, and I don't...
Because he, like... But, like, now that we know
everything else... Well, no, we read something about it, him having possible infiltration in the assassination.
Yeah, because, like, he lost to him, and, like, we were thinking, you know, what if he was, like, mad and, like, pissed off about it, and he was like, I'm gonna put a hit on you.
We've seen in these notes and in this research, I mean, at least I've seen even before I did research today, that Richard M. Nixon was...
That Richard and Nixon?
M. Richard M. Nixon. Richard and Nixon. He was a hot-headed man. So, if you've been sitting here and you're like, what the heck is Watergate? Why have you guys been talking for 7 minutes and you're not making any sense? So, Watergate. So, on June 17th in 1972.
Sorry, I was drinking some water.
This night guard at the office complex, he noticed that an exit door was taped open while he was making his rounds really early in the morning. Tori thinks that it might have been in, like, the wee hours.
I think, yeah. Like, it doesn't say the exact time, but probably, like,
the wee hours of the night.
Probably like maybe, I would say probably like around 3 a.m.
Yeah,
I would say.
3, 4 a.m.
He's making his rounds. So Nixon and his team, they were continuously trying to cover up the summer of 1972, where it was found that they had involvement in breaking into the DNC, which is the Democratic National Committee, the headquarters of that, and at Washington, D.C.'s Watergate office building, which is why it's called Watergate now. So after a few perpetrators had been arrested, the U.S. Justice Department connected the cash found on them at the time to the Nixon re-election campaign committee. So basically, Nixon's team was like, oh my gosh, we have to cover this up. Like, their people are going to figure out that we're trying to cheat. And so they tried to cover it up.
Didn't work out.
So the scandal of Watergate was broadcasted by PBS, which then gained public interest. And after investigations, the House commenced an impeachment process against Nixon. Therefore, and then he resigned, of course.
Yeah, like, within, what, this happened in... Did we say July, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he resigned in August.
Oh my God.
It didn't take very long.
He's like, gotta go. So, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Nixon had to release the Oval Office tapes to the government investigators.
Yeah, Nixon had been secretly tape recording everything in the Oval Office, which is highly illegal.
Yeah. And he had bugged the whole office.
I wonder why, though.
Well, like, we found out why.
Okay, no, but, like, why was he... Why, if he was a part of what we're going to be talking about?
I would say blackmail. The same way, and you'll know why I'm connecting this, is because of Epstein.
Yeah, you blackmail.
Know? I would say it's the same thing.
Like, how Epstein...
How old is Epstein?
Are you going to say you think
I'm trying to think that maybe these are correlated.
Hang on.
Epstein is... Well, he's dead. Well,
nope,
no, he's not.
Not.
Conspiracy! you know what I'm saying? I bet you anything. But I wonder if Nixon is on the flight logs to that. We'll figure
Jeffrey
that out soon,
Epstein,
I'm sure.
Jeffrey Epstein was... He was born in 1953.
So, okay.
He would have been... What year
was he? He was around, like, 20, 25 when this was going on.
So maybe. I don't know. He was pretty young.
I don't know.
He was pretty young, man.
Maybe. Oh, what if Nixon's the one who trained him?
Okay, we gotta get to the point. They're all so confused.
All right. So he was ordered to release the Oval Office tapes that he had been illegally recording. So the tapes revealed that Nixon had conspired to cover up activities that took place after the break-in and had attempted to use federal officials to deflect the investigation. So he was trying to buy his way out. He was using his power in the wrong way, like pretty much every president that we've ever had has. So
they just got a little big head about it.
Yeah. The House then approved articles of impeachment against Nixon for obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress. Nixon lost all support from the people and ultimately decided to resign as president. Now, everyone, I'm wondering if the United States was as, like, one of, not
how divided it is now, like it was.
It was
then.
So unified, I bet, because all of, and he, Nixon was a Republican, so the Republicans had totally lost support for him, because, I mean, obviously you would.
Yeah, you wouldn't want
But, of course, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think that this was the first time an election fraud ever happened. This was just the first time that the media caught head of it.
This is the first time that somebody got caught.
Now, the thing is, though, that I was telling Tori, I was like, I find it funny that they're talking about it here in the 70s, but in 2020, when there was definite election fraud that nobody's talking about, that we did a whole episode on if you'd like to listen to it, when there was definite election fraud, nobody's really capitalizing on that.
Yeah, I mean,
times are different.
Yeah, that's it. Well, when you say, it's funny that you say, like, you wonder if everybody was unified after the fact. We weren't,
right?
So I wonder if, you know what, we should just ask our grandparents. They were around.
They're probably like, yeah, it was so crazy.
This was, my grandma was in her, what, 30s? Something like that. Yeah, somewhere in her 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is believed that if he had not stepped down, he would have been impeached, like we had said earlier. So.
Yeah.
He would have been impeached, though.
He would have been inside of a peach.
Why did this happen? Why did Watergate happen initially? So before Nixon became president of the United States, he was narrowly defeated by John F. Kennedy, like we said, in 1960. After that, the race was once again close in his second run against Hubert H. Humphrey in 1968. So Nixon had ran for president
a million times.
And he kept losing. And he's like, oh, God.
He's like, oh, dang it.
Let me cheat.
I was about to say, he's like a little boy at your school that's like, again. Again.
I'm a really competitive boy in my class. Anyways, so after he finally won the first term, he and his team were determined to not let this run for the second term be a close call. So they were like, people don't like you.
The only way that this is going to work is if you cheat.
Exactly. They had no faith in their homie. registered Democrats vastly outnumbered the registered Republicans. And Democrats also controlled the Congress, and nationally known Democrats such as Senators Edmund S. Muskie. It's Muskie. Edward M. Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and Henry M. Jackson all had high vote getting potential. So the Democrats were thought to have won in the next one.
Yeah.
And so Richard M. Nixon was like, no, no, no. I don't know why I keep saying his middle name. No, no, no. I'm going to win. We have to cheat. So instead of entrusting the RNC, which is the Republican National Committee, Nixon
set up.
He set up two special committees to manage his reelection. So he set
not
up,
one, but two.
But they were two, like, private. So you know with the Democrats, they had the DNC.
Yeah.
So, like, that committee helps you run. That helps you get advertisements. Yeah. That helps you get... He was like, no, I don't trust you guys. I haven't won. So we're going to have
two. He's like, you guys suck at this. I'm going to do it myself.
So he's like, let me get two private people, which... Before I get to that, they quit their jobs to help Nixon, these two people from these committees. So, one committee, the reelection committee, who had jurisdiction over all political activities, was chaired by John Mitchell, who resigned as attorney general to take the assignment. So, okay. Nixon was like, hey.
I've got a good opportunity for you, man.
Yeah, it's only going to last you like half a year, but
you're going to get a ton of money.
But you should resign.
You're going to get a ton of money. Everyone's going to love you. No one's going to hate you for what you're about to do.
Then the other committee, which is the Finances Committee, who had jurisdiction over raising campaign funds, was headed by Maurice Stans, who gave up the office of Secretary of Commerce for the purpose, too.
Jeez.
So, like I said, they resigned.
What kind of business deal did he come to them with?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We'll get to why I just did that in a second. So, okay. Sorry, I scrolled too far. These two committees, they worked closely together in the same building, and they were collectively known as CRP and CREEP, creep.
Yes. Yeah, so very creep. Fitting.
Very fitting for the things we're going to say.
So, yeah. Why would...
What?
Do you think somebody would be like, oh, yeah, where do you work? Oh, I work for the Creep Foundation.
Like, what? I work for Creep. So, the Creep Committee. The active conspirators were the officers and employees involved with Creep, as well as Nixon's White House aides who knew what was all going on. So they knew that we were going to be sneaking up into the DNC and we were going to be cheating. It'd be great.
Creepy. Oh, God.
Yeah, we've been researching sleepy. All afternoon. All afternoon we've been researching.
After dealing with insane children who are ready for Christmas break.
Yeah. So, these people were also aided in some instances with innocent people who didn't even know what was going on. They were just, like, people that were trying to help out with a campaign. They did not know that they were helping the Republicans cheat.
Dang.
Yeah. So, okay.
Now that we've given you, you know, your basic history lesson of what you learn in public school, if you needed a refresher on Watergate, there it was.
Now. Okay. All right, before we start to this section, let me just go ahead and say something. The government
has never changed.
The government has been the same. And you know, me and Tori knew that, but at the same time we did not know that this conspiracy left a cheating election.
Yeah.
We thought that this was just about some big oaf man that decided he wanted to cheat. Because he didn't
entrust. And he got caught.
The whole country was like, eh, whatever, suck, you suck. So that's what we thought, okay? And that's what we continued to think as we researched this for weeks. And that's what we continued to think up until...
Last night.
No, up until 45 minutes ago. Yeah. Up until 45 minutes ago when we were researching, we were like, whoa, hold up. Okay.
I was sitting here reading all about Nixon, trying to dig up all this dirt. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then Taylor was like, Torrent!
All right, so what we're talking about here, basically, the initial reason why they were trying to break into the DNC is because the initial reason that the DNC got bugged is because there was a pedophile ring operating in the DNC, which also involved Republicans, so don't think that we're trying to hate on Democrats.
No, this
one's... It also involved Republicans, so it but goes it was back happening...
To- It goes back to what we've always said. Doesn't matter what side of the table someone says they sit on, they're all sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
They're all...
I was trying to key your analogy. Same wing, same bird of all the wings. Okay.
No, what's the saying? That's not what it is.
It's two different wings, but on the same bird.
I think that's what it is.
But it's basically what it is. Okay. But anyways... So, basically, there was a pedophile ring going on here. And now, when me and Tori found out about this ring, originally,
we weren't
on the same page.
No, yeah, I thought it was like, I thought that the president and all his people was calling in prostitutes
to do some dirty
into the
jobs.
Oval Office, and like, it was trying to be covered up, because obviously you don't do that.
But then I told Tori, I said the word ring is not used lightly.
And they were also calling it call girl ring and operation. Call girl operation.
And I told Tori, was like, no, I really think that this is people's jobs and they were just getting paid. And I was like, well, that makes sense.
This was their operation.
That makes sense. But at the same time, who's to say that these girls weren't held against their will too? And so, with that being said... There was a pedophile ring.
I'm going to pull up exactly what her name is again. Okay. I don't know if y'all could, if the mic
They definitely could
up.
Hear that. Look, the waves on my phone.
She is singing.
We can see the vocal waves on my phone to my podcast. My dog, she's barking.
Okay. So, where's her last name? Jeez.
Heidi.
Okay, yes, so ex-stripper Heidi Reichen, a.k.a. Kathy Dieter.
That was her stripper name?
Yes. I'm assuming Heidi Reichen was her stripper name. And then her real name's Kathy Dieter.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Heidi sounds... Because I was like, Kathy's not a cute stripper name.
Working with the mob in Washington, D.C., and, quote, the White House call girls. She is the one running the call girl operation.
Now, what the call girl operation and what the call girls are these girls that would get literally called on to the White House However, these girls were trained. These girls were groomed. These girls were taken under wing of people who sucked, a.k.a. Heidi, a.k.a. this guy named John, a.k.a. these freaks that are still operating today.
Yes,
just would like to say.
Still leading up the country.
Just like we talk about with Pizzagate, me and Tori think that this sex ring was involved.
I've literally gotten to the point of where I just, everything's so tainted. Me and Taylor were talking about this earlier, but like not as deep. We were like, I just want to live in a house out in the middle of nowhere in a bunch of grass and have some chickens and cows and ignore
everyone. Grow my own crops.
Just not even know what a government is.
No, it's everything is so tainted. Like, at this point, there's nothing not touched, especially in the government. And I know we've said that a lot, but like with this one even opened mine and Tori's eyes to, okay, so everything from even the 70s in the media. Before. Even in the 70s, though, in the media was still not true.
Yeah.
Or not fully explained. Yeah. So this guy named John Dean, he was behind the whole Watergate affair. And from the break-ins, the cover-ups, and the obstructions of justice to ratting out Nixon and emerging as the hero of the scandal, everybody was like, yay, John Dean, he framed the president. So why were the break-ins planned initially? So the first plan by John Dean was to get sexual dirt on the Democrats concerning the Columbia Plaza call girl ring, which had the DNC at the Watergate as one of its contact points for clients. So clients would often come into the DNC. Okay.
By clients, we mean
the call girls.
Yes.
By that, we mean sex trafficked people, children and
sex
women.
Sex workers, whatever.
Children and women.
Yeah.
Now, and we know that they're children because we did see stuff about underage girls. So listen. They all met up at the DNC, and he was trying to get, this guy named John Dean, he was trying to get dirt on them. So they initially bugged the DNC for that reason.
Yeah.
That was the initial reason. Okay. Now, Maureen Biner, a woman who is now married to John Dean, had a picture of her in minimal clothing that was being held as blackmail against her will as well at the DNC.
It was in somebody's desk drawer, and he was trying to get it back. Because they were, I guess they were
because
like,
it would have tied him to the sex ring.
Yeah, and they were trying to like, just
what it was. What it was this guy John Dean was about to backstab everybody in order to save himself.
He was about to whistleblow.
He was about to blow the whistle on an operation that he was also involved in. The only thing that was tying him back to the involvement was this picture of Maureen Biner in that desk. So these people initially, everybody sucks. Everybody was involved in the same thing. I don't know. We didn't find any proof that Richard Nixon was in on the ring, but we did find proof that some, or not proof. We found hearsay that his friends, one including a very big name pastor that's dead now, was involved.
His name rhymes with Hilly.
Silly Ham.
Silly Ham.
Now, me and Tori were talking to my dad about this before we started, and my dad was like, make sure you don't like throw people slander under the bus if you don't know for sure. And we want to say again,
we're gonna get sued for defamation.
Everything that we say on here, unless we say it's fact, is theory. But most of the theories that we bring you guys have somewhat of substantial evidence. Now, with this Silly Ham thing, there isn't evidence. That was hearsay. So but he was friends with Richard Nixon at the time that this was all happening. So
people speculate. And all the other politicians.
Yeah.
And
so people speculate that he had involvement.
You silly ham.
No. I hate laughing about this because it's insane how dark the government is and how dark it's been.
It's so great. I just love America.
It's been so dark for so long. And we've talked about, it wasn't really, we've never been one nation under God.
No.
Truly. Oh, I mean, that was just a problem. So we're like, listen, one nation under God. One nation under trance.
So the other day when I was with Olivia, which is, for y'all don't know, she's my niece. She's like 4. And she had this little pocket Bible in her playroom, and she was just like playing. We were playing this game and stuff, and she opened it, and there's like an American flag like on like one of the opening pages. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, now we will say the Pledge of Allegiance. And then she goes, Aunt Tori, why do we say the Pledge of Allegiance? And I literally was like, in my own head, I was like, that's a good question. And then right. I was like, I explained it or whatever. But in my head, I was like thinking about the words, like what you just said, one nation under God. And I'm like, no.
Kind of sounds a little robotic.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No. She was like, why don't
get us wrong. Me and Tori, we love patriotic. America. We are patriots to the core. And if we don't sit down during the national, we don't kneel. We don't, no. We put our hand over our hearts. We salute to the army.
I do it for the military, for people who passed away.
Right.
For people who are my age that went and like sacrificed their lives so that I can do
the things
I want to do. I don't do it for my government.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not standing for the government. I'm not standing at all. For the people that. But sacrificed that's
why,
their lives.
Like, when my niece was like, why do we do it? And I was like, we're literally pledging our allegiance to them,
to the government.
If you think about it,
yeah, it all depends on what your intentions are. I guess
the context.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not wrong to say that it's not like we actually are one nation under God as of right now. Anyway,
we're one nation in hell.
I told you we're one nation under trance. Like everybody's enchanted by world. Our trashy presidents and all that. So
our trashy presidents.
Well, one can't remember his own name. So or where he went to college.
Oh, yeah.
Quite literally.
I'm about to say, didn't you know he was top of his class? Just kidding. He was the very bottom of his class.
He said, I was top of my class. Donald Trump said, don't ever say that again. No, you weren't. Even when that was happening and I was disappointed in the way that Trump handled that, because, I mean, obviously, like, I wanted him to do well.
SNL.
Yeah. Even though I was not happy with the way he handled that, when he said that, I was like, what? I was like, what the heck?
That was terrible.
But anyways, needless to say, there was a ring going on, and these kids were groomed and they were trained to, basically what we read, they were trained to do the works for elite, VIP. They were VIP trafficked people.
Yeah.
VIP. They're not just regular trafficked people, apparently.
Which the VIP thing obviously still exists because that's what they get. They pay the top dollar for
now,
them.
That's what they train for. Now, it's not like they're training like, oh, we're going to the gym. No, they're being groomed. They're imagine trained, trying to trained. Figure out what people like.
I was going to say, imagine being trained for your entire life, like not knowing anything else except for sex work.
I know. It's insane. Now, apparently Madeleine McCann had a lot, not for the 70s, but Madeleine McCann had a lot with the ring that was operating in Watergate, not at that time, but later on, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, probably in whatever series that we do.
Yeah.
This season, because you know we always have to do a series. So, anyways, moral of the story, everybody's garbage.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is never even, which, wait, why? All right, I'm kind of mad at us for not thinking that this was bigger than it was.
Me too. I'm sitting here and I'm like, in my thoughts about it, and I'm like, you know, why did I not? Because I question everything. I guess
we both do. We question everything.
Question Watergate just because
it was just the same old, same old.
Yeah, because you know I was like, oh, cheating. Wow, not surprised. I didn't really think it was going to be more than that, but I should have.
Like when we originally read into Watergate, I was like, yeah, we need to talk about Watergate because we've never talked about it. It's one of the biggest conspiracies out there. Tori's like, I don't want to talk. That's kind of lame. And I was like, well, let's just talk about it because we need filler episodes. I was like, we need fillers. We need to
yeah.
Because right now. It exposed right now. We're researching on Ghislaine Maxwell's trial.
Yeah, because it's trying like actively happening.
And so we're trying to prepare for that because we know that that's going to end up being a huge thing that we do on the podcast because obviously, hello, it's Ghislaine Maxwell. But
I was like, I keep calling her
just Ghislaine.
Listen, just so y'all know, when we do get to the series by that time, pray to God that I can pronounce her name right because every time I say it, I'm like, Ghislaine.
She's like, Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm like, who?
Ghislaine.
It's all right. But right now, we're trying to prepare for a lot of bigger episodes, and little did we know that we were actually preparing for a big episode and we didn't know. So, in hindsight, just remember that even if it was a long time ago,
it
more than likely was tainted.
Okay, so I have this thing on this website here, and I'm going to read it. Because it actually really was like, wow, it puts it into more perspective. So, this says that, you know, if you're not careful, you'll be called a conspiracy theorist, whatever. But it says,
we don't care.
It says, and they'll call you crazy. It says, which is what happened to a young lawyer named Philip Bailey, one of the principal witnesses to this roundly ignored bit of American history. When it appeared he might be foolish enough to blow the whistle on Heidi, which is the ex-stripper, the leader of the call girl ring, it says he was locked up at St. Elizabeth's, the District of Columbia Mental Hospital, in the ward for the criminally insane. So they locked him up. So
this guy for questioning, he was questioning what the media was putting out. Like, hey, that's not the whole truth.
Yeah, he was going to go tell the truth about it, and somebody stopped him and locked him up
in a mental... in an insane asylum.
Which is the same thing that happens with everybody.
It is.
Whistle blows.
You either that or you commit suicide, quote.
Yeah, you get Epstein'd or whatever it's called. Or Clinton'd.
Yeah, it's Epstein'd, I think. They thought that this guy was going to expose and blow the whistle, so they were like, we have to take care of him. And instead of doing what dirty work they do now, because I guess they weren't experienced in taking care of people the way that they do now, they put him in an insane asylum, which is so insane that more people don't know. Even me and you, research conspiracies all the time. The fact that we didn't know this.
Yeah.
Imagine how many people actually do know about this. Hardly.
Yeah.
Not enough.
So there's a lot of books about this, but one of the books is called White House Call Girl. It says The Real Watergate Story by Phil Stanford. But so this book didn't come out until 2013.
Which is insane because Watergate happened in 72.
So more than 2 days after Silent Coop, which is one of the first books that was released about Watergate. And I haven't read it, but it does have a lot of good information in it. The White House Call Girl was published in 2013. It definitely supports Silent Coop's theory that the call girl ring was the reason for the Watergate break-in. So there's two books that basically prove that that sex trafficking was the reason why they ended up cheating as a cover-up of the real scandal.
Which, you know, and it doesn't, like, still, even though we've been researching this for hours and, like, we've done as much as we can do in the time that we have, it still, to me, does not make sense. Like, I don't understand Nixon's involvement still. Like, was Nixon involved in this or was he trying to expose? I don't know. But, and we'll never know that anyway.
Like, I feel like, so, now, I do... With the Nixon recording all of his conversations in the Oval Office.
That's dirty.
That is weird. Because I want to know what was recorded. And the government has and will never release them.
Yeah, most of that stuff that was recorded never got released.
Yeah, and then the thing with the girl's photograph being in someone's desk. That sounded like a whole blackmail drama. Like,
wait. Okay. This is on track, though. National Treasure. The Book of Secrets.
That's what I said to you earlier.
No. Listen,
I don't think you caught what I said.
You said is that, no, I'm not talking about the book. I'm not talking about the, we'll talk about that in a second. I forgot about that.
No, I'm talking about the Book of Secrets, the President's Book of Secrets.
I'm not talking about the book itself. I'm talking about this section that they tried to insinuate was in the book, in the movie. They said, Riley said, the 7 minutes missing from the Watergate tapes. There's 7 minutes missing. In the Watergate tapes. There's 7 minutes missing. And in those 7 minutes, I guarantee you it had to do with that trafficking ring. And that's the reason why they've never released it. But everybody thinks that it's some crazy scandal about the politicians with the boats and the election and everything. But that's probably 7 minutes of content where they talked about the ring.
Oh, my God. I'm about to go back home and watch National Treasure.
You don't remember that?
Yes, now I do.
He was, like, flipping through the pages. He's like, oh, wait, 7 minutes missing from the Watergate tapes. And he's like, we don't have time. And he was like, oh, man. Like, he was like, oh, God, that sucks. Like, that's literally 7 minutes missing. That had to have been. Because that's true. There is minutes missing from the Watergate tapes. Those minutes missing had to have been about the ring. That's wild. Because what else would it be about at this point? Because if you asked me 2 hours ago, I would have said, oh, it was probably about the election. They said somebody's name that they can't talk about.
Yeah.
But oh no, it's about the ring. Ew. Wait a second. Wait, I wonder if that exposes Richard Nixon in those 7 minutes. Or did it expose people that they couldn't expose at the time either? This is how you guys know that the media is run by
psychos.
Evil.
Yeah, pure evil. Because
can we talk about that for just a second? This was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Tori, like, this has been going on for such a long time, and nobody, like, really thought about it until 2016.
Like, no, I think
people that, thought about it, but no, it wasn't exposed.
I think people thought about it, but you also got to think there wasn't internet. That's what I'm saying. There wasn't as much, like,
people didn't get it talked about because people didn't know.
Well, not until 2016. That, the thing is, if like you were in the 70s or 80s and you thought the way me and you think now, you would literally be like shamed by everyone, which we are a little bit, yeah, but not as much.
But hear me out. Like, with, I don't think hardly anybody was thinking it like that, because the thing is nothing came out. There was no research to be done because nobody was thinking to do that kind of research in the first place. And it wasn't as developed.
Well, a lot of research, too, has to do with people who, after 30 years or 20 years, come out and tell their story because they were too scared to back then.
It's just insane to me that this has been happening. From what we know, and I know that this isn't true. Say that the ring started in the 70s. That's already 50 years. That's 50 years in America.
I'm going to say that it started way back in the 1800s.
Think about, like, when we were 7 years old, we wouldn't think that this is happening with the government, like, the place that we live in. We didn't think that kids that were our age at that time were being trafficked to presidents and political people, to say the least. And on islands with Epstein, like, it's crazy to think about. Like, it's because gross. Because people didn't heavily think about it or heavily talk about it until 2016, and it had been happening for years before that.
Well, I don't know why they didn't think about it.
Well, we didn't think about it until Pizzagate happened, because nobody was talking about it. Nobody really had
evidence. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that it's only because of whistleblowers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying it's crazy that this has been happening even
That's so long. When I say that, like, because internet wasn't a thing back then, and you're saying 50 years, I say it could even be 150 years.
No, that's
years.
What I'm saying. I said it did happen in the 70s. Oh, I know.
But I'm saying, like, it could even, like, not saying it is, but it could have been all the way back to the early 1800s, 1700s, mm-hmm. Because, I mean, think about it.
This has, like, to have been going on. This goes,
not to get, like, on a whole other track, it all goes back into slavery.
Yeah.
Like, they did this to black children.
Yeah.
So, like, and it just carried through.
Like, well, and they did it to, I feel like they did, I mean, I'm sure black children were heavily more trafficked, I'm sure, but human trafficking in general.
Yeah,
that just slavery, like, has still been happening. I even remember when I was like 13 and people were like, slavery. I remember when I was 13 and people were like, slavery's still a thing. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, when I was 13 years old, I was like, what are you talking about? Slavery's not still a thing. Because slavery in my mind at the time was still just when people had black people as their slaves.
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, this type of slavery has probably been happening since
forever. Oh, this has been happening in the Bible days.
Like, for it. Oh, well, it is in the Bible. That's what people would get paid.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's kind of crazy to me that this has been, and you know, of course it would happen still in a country our size and our influential power over the world.
Modern day Babylon.
We are mystery Babylon.
Yeah.
I think. I'm 95%.
Yeah, that documentary thing I watched, that really threw me for a loop.
Well, we have an episode on it if you want to know what we're talking about. Yeah. It's called The Death of America.
Amazing. But with that being said, like, I'm not shocked about this. I'm more so just like,
it's not that I'm shocked.
I'm irritated about it.
It's not that I'm shocked that this was happening. It's that I'm shocked that this was covered up the way that it was back in the 70s. I don't know what part of me didn't think that this wasn't happening back then as well. Like, not the slavery part, not the trafficking part, but the media coverage. Because in reality, what I thought was maybe media coverage got tainted toward the early 2000s. That's what I was thinking.
Like, after, like, 9/11 stuff?
I mean, it did. It got way worse.
You also gotta think, moon landing, late 60s, it was around this time. Like,
you're right.
They didn't, they were like, and look at him go.
God, we should do a renewed.
Yeah, we probably should redo
I think we would get way more. All I'm going to say before this is over is, tell me how they live streamed from the moon down here, but my data coverage don't work here.
I can't even send a text out in the country.
No, I can't even send a text when I'm out here by the pastures. But we can have live video coverage
of
from
somebody
on
the moon in the late 60s.
And they're like, one small step.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
The government is...
But something. Pretty much, Watergate wasn't what you thought it was. Just like everything else, Watergate was...
What we thought it was.
Was voter fraud, but it was also sex trafficking. Prostitution, sex work. Like, why... And that's the thing that has always grossed me out the most, is like...
Why is that the big thing?
It is like, to me, because it's such like a, not to be like dramatic, like that's like a sacred thing. And like in America, that is like the biggest platform.
We're the hot spot for that.
That, and like it just like that sex stuff is just so, ugh. Like it nauseates me.
It makes me upset that our country is like the hot spot for that, and that our elite people here are the ones that like orchestrate it. The most, even yeah. So with like Australia and like prime ministers and all that stuff, like even so with them as well, but like with America, I feel like we're like when people in other countries think sex trafficking, they're gonna think America, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we are,
because even though we're not
number one in everything for nothing,
even when we talk about third world countries and they're like, well, yeah, so many people are sex trafficked in Japan and China, I'm sure, of course they are,
yeah,
but I think that our country might have it worse because ours is so behind the scenes, nobody's talking about it, and all these kids go missing. Where do you guys think these kids go?
Yeah, because it's not like you ever hear about finding their remains.
No,
like
no.
You don't, you ever find, hear,
you like, and you look at that stuff that you see on the internet where it's like, these are where children went missing, these are the underground tunnels, yeah, in America.
My thing is
it's
like
gross.
I'll say this last thing before we end this, and it's once again, it's kind of like, it's just using another example, but like how we're saying, where do you think all these kids go that go missing, or young teenagers, like you don't find their remains. But the thing is like, if everyone looked for those kids like they look for people like Gabby Petito, yep, type situation,
yep,
you'd start finding something out.
Or if the media would cover it the way that they should.
Exactly. I mean, when was the last time you saw them like do that?
Never.
Like you,
when Gabby Petito came out, I told Tori, I was astounded at
why the media coverage
was. And then I told her, I said, we both talked about, there is something going on. There's something happening behind the scenes for the, yeah, media to be covering it this in depth.
Yeah,
because they'll never do that for any other missing person, ever.
No.
Even if, and it was a crazier situation, like Madeleine McCann, which, yes, is still talked about in the news, but it's not, it didn't get the highlights that Gabby Petito got across the world.
Yeah. And, like, God rest her soul.
Right.
But what I'm saying is like,
the media,
if the media,
smoke and mirrors.
It's what, we'll always say this, it's what controls everything.
Television.
Well,
program your brains.
Yeah, guess that's what we got on Watergate.
So, and everything else in our lives.
I hope all of you sleep tight
and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh yes.
When is this coming out? Hold on, let me think. Is this coming out on Christmas Eve?
Or Christmas Day? Wait.
Maybe we should take a break.
Well, if we don't do a mini, we could just release this. Because we could just release this Friday, because then it's going to be Christmas Eve. And okay, we probably don't want to release this on Christmas
Eve. So let's go ahead and talk about, we're not going to be here Christmas Eve. And we probably, you know what? We'll see you in 2022.
Yeah, we'll see y'all 2022.
After this episode, this is our last episode of 2021. What a way to go out.
Oh, my God.
Our last episode of 2021. We'll see you guys in 2022. And when we kick it back in, we are full force trudging through some, yes, crazy conspiracies.
Maybe we'll have
Ghislaine done.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if we do that, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know that's going to be that's going to be at least 3 months of content.
Probably. But
because that's insane.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday to Tori. Happy birthday to Jesus.
Yeah, guys, okay, when I come back, I'll be 21.
It's going to be wild. We are going to a party.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Bye.
Warning. You have now entered a new dimension.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Continue at your own risk.
TNT Talk is not held responsible for any future occurrences with the outside world.
And remember, these are theories, not facts.
This season, we're partnering with merch companies to bring you guys specially made TNT Talk items.
Honey Flower Company is a handmade jewelry shop ran by one of our friends and supporters, Jessica Still.
Another company we're partnering with is Bodyguard Designs. This company specializes in graphic t-shirt design and is ran by another listener and friend of ours, Kelly Steele.
Both of these companies will be providing merch to our listeners very soon, so be on the lookout and stay tuned for more TNT Talk. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast at gmail.com.